Well, tonight let's go up to Christ as our peace offering. Peace. Yes. What everybody's looking for today. Everyone in this world is looking for peace, but there is no peace. There's war, always fighting. Not only in this world among the unbelievers, but unfortunately among the believers. Among God's children, there's always fighting, arguments, and oh, no peace. A few days ago, we just heard a story from some brothers and sisters told us about the pastors. Hired. Oh, the wife of the pastor quarrels with everybody in the church. Fighting, quarreling. My goodness. Peace. Peace is what everybody is. And so, gain peace by making war. Really? Why did they spend so much money building up the army, weapon industry, and inventing the most terrifying weapon in this universe? Well, the reason is, without this weapon, we have no peace. Can you imagine? Why do you build up such a great army? Well, because without this great army, how can we keep the peace? Imagine keeping peace by an army war. But the history of mankind is a history of war. In every culture, in every background, be it in the Middle East, Europe, Far East, everywhere. The history of mankind is the history of war, the history of nature, the effort to study all the wars. Right? To study the history. This world. United Nations. That's the wrong name. What name would you give it? It is United Nations. Right. Because they are really fighting all the time. It's a lot of intrigue. It's a lot of conflict. Come together and don't underestimate peace. You know, when the Lord was born and the angels came pronouncing, announcing, and proclaiming, what did they say? Peace on earth. And what? Not only among the nations, but what in your family life? Peace. Peace between husband and wife. Peace between the children and parents. Peace. Peace. What about in the church? In the denominations? Peace. There's no peace. There is really no peace. So when Jesus came, he is called by the Prince of the Peace. He is the Prince. before he could do that, he whispers to Thomas, "Yes, he's the Prince of Peace." So, in all of these offerings, the third offering, which is very, very important, is called peace. Why is there no peace on this earth? Give me an answer. Why do you think there's no peace? Listen. It's fine. But there's still looking for peace. So what is the real reason why there is no peace? No peace with God. Man after man fell, became the enemies of God. He sided with Satan in his rebellion. So there is no peace with God. And if man has no peace with God, how can they have peace with one another? You think they could have peace with one another? And do you think we, the believers, are Christians with peace with God? Peace with God. We do a lot of things contrary to God. Do we? Tell you the truth. We do a lot of things, everything that's well pleasing to God. So sad. None of us can say yes or amen, hallelujah. So even after we're saved, goodness, we do a lot of things that are offending God. And if you do and live a life that is not well pleasing to God, how can you have peace with him? Can you sleep well? You're cheating people. You're taking advantage of people. You offend a lot of people. Are you happy? Can you sleep well? Can you sleep? Well, that's why a lot of people cannot sleep. They have to take sleeping pills. But even if you take sleeping pills, you have no peace. I wish they had the peace pill. They cannot sleep well because they have done so many things offending God. Work, you offend this, you offend that, and they offend you, and you offend back, and goodness, there is no peace. How sad, even among us Christians, there is no peace. But praise the Lord, when the Lord Jesus came, he came not just to bring salvation, he came. In fact, he is our peace. Let us read Ephesians chapter 2 before we go to Leviticus chapter 3. Take this one because I'm coming back to Leviticus 3. Amen. I really appreciate peace. Amen. We are men of peace. Ephesians chapter 2. We put out the verses there. Verses 14. Beginning in verse 14. Let's read together. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace. He came and preached. You say, we always like to say, gospel. Just gospel salvation. He came and preached what? Peace. I ask you, are you saved?
Praise the Lord, he came
and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both had access by one Spirit to the Father. So, amen. When the Lord died, he accomplished something else. Not just accomplishing salvation of the thought. Although that's not wrong, that's right. But there is something more, much more, and precious that the Lord has accomplished. Now that you have sinned. Sin of the world. He really did that. Praise God for that. But he accomplished something precious. On the cross, he took away a thing, something called enmity. You know what enmity means? What is enmity? You don't know what enmity means. Enmity means what? All the aggression. All the fighting, all the separation. Like you don't like me. Even just looking at my face, you don't like me. But why don't you like me? I don't like the way you look. Goodness, just by my look, you already don't like me. You see, it's the problem. It's the problem. Oh, human beings, they hate each other, fight each other. I don't like him, and he doesn't like me. And among races, you know, why don't you like me? It's because you're yellow. Why don't you like him? Because he's black. And why don't you like him? No, because he's brown. Goodness. Devilish nature of Satan was injected in the causing enmity. And in the Old Testament days, because all of the nations were so fallen, so God separated an nation, the people for himself, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, 12 sons, and for the 12 sons of the 12 tribes, and God's nation. So, because of that, God has given the law. Supposedly, they should be God's people, sanctified, holy. And according to the law, they should be fully separated from the Gentiles. But unfortunately, it was just for the law. God separated them from the Gentiles. It should be actually the nature of God. And the reality of God. But they didn't have that reality. They were even so rebellious and stiff-necked people. And all the history tells us. That's why you have such a thick book there that tells us. So many things offending God. Because they didn't even keep the law. They couldn't. So, eventually, the law becomes the separate wall between Jews and Gentiles. Another separation. So it's not just a matter of racial now, it's religion. So be careful, religion makes people hate each other. There is such a word of religious hate. It's called what? Starting with B. Bigotry. I thought you were all English people. Bigotry. That's why in Ireland there's a fight between Catholics and all kinds of religion. Worldwide. Oh, goodness. Is there even some kind of a religion they would even bomb you? How sad. They went to such an extreme, they would even bomb you and bomb himself in order to kill you. They would bomb himself and kill you. And they believe that doing sad, horrible. It is horrible. It is horrible. And not just among different religions, even among the same religion. The brethren, they couldn't stand the Pentecost charismatic. They can't stand each other. And so the history of religion is again a history of hatred, fighting each other. Oh, in the Middle Ages, oh my goodness, how many Christians were killed by Roman Catholicism? Countless. History tells us Roman Catholic Church has massacred children. Drunken with the blood of the believers of the saints, much, much more than the period of time under the persecution of God and the first 300 years. Oh, during the Crusaders period, God would make war. Are you a history major? No? I'm not. Don't be a history major.
So you can realize there's very peace. But praise the Lord. One day the Prince of Peace came. Isn't that wonderful? I really enjoy this So when he was on this earth, did he fight with anybody? No. He didn't fight. He was there for peace. Even when they want to murder him, kill him, and he said nothing. That he was even willing to go to the cross to die for us. Everybody was hanging there on the cross. Father, kill them all. Did he say that? What did he say? You know, Stephen said the same thing. Stephen, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm speaking German sometimes. Yes, really. So, you can really see. Yeah. If we touch and enjoy this one, if we enjoy him as our bird of because he was well pleasing to God. He became our burnt offering, and he became our meal offering, and we can eat of him and enjoy such a wonderful, fine humanity, putting on Christ and fighting the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think if you're such a person, you'd be fighting every day with the same people would be fighting? I know, but in the church life, how many years? Since 1977, I'm just the third day. How many years? Saying bad things about George. And have George taught you an evil, terrible thing? My brother, John, he is a terrible brother. He is horrible. And what he has done. For how many years? Peace with God and peace with one another. What a wonderful peace offering. We need to learn to enjoy Christ in our peace. If not, I tell you, you'll be quite satisfied and happy. And every small thing will stir you up. Oh, my. Joy, the more you know joy, the more you're grumpy and grouchy. The more you're grumpy and grouchy, the more you want to quarrel with each other. Right? Why not? But praise the Lord. We have all. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that Christ died on the cross once and that's very precious. The Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross is that he has put an end to the enmity. The enmity between God and us. You know, we always just said he terminated sin and the old man on the cross. Right? Jimmy? Why did the Lord nail that to the cross? Who did? The devil? Moses? Through Moses, but Moses did thank the Lord. Who gave Moses the Lord? God. And did Moses say the law is bad? And did Paul say the law is bad? He said it's good. Not only good, it's holy. So why did the Lord Jesus have to nail it to the cross? Because you and I are not. So if you cannot fulfill the law, this law becomes your enemy. Condemned. So is the law good or bad? It's good. But you are the problem, you can't do it. So even that law makes you become God's enemy. So God has no choice because you broke the law every day all the time. Is it true? So eventually, that becomes an enemy. Not just God's fault. If I have a law, if I make a law, the law that everybody should open his mouth and pray. Okay? Just like I make a law. Law, everybody must pray. He doesn't open his mouth, I make the law that everybody should open his mouth. Why he doesn't open his mouth? So every time I see him, I say, he doesn't listen. And why he doesn't pray? Didn't he hear me? I said we should all pray. And he doesn't pray. To pray, the more he hates me because who are you to tell me? And so he hates me back. And I hate him because he didn't open his mouth. And he hates me because he said, this man, who is he to tell me to open my mouth? It's my mouth, okay? So at the end, that law becomes the enmity, the wall of the
for me.
Because of beer. One group believes that you
cannot change your beer.
In the other group,
why should I grow my beer? I want to shave. I want to shave. So the other group wants to shave.
How can you? How can you?
in things like that. There's no peace.
There's no joy.
And so,
on the cross
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
he nailed
to the cross
all
those
laws
and commandments and ordinances.
Peace between the Jews and the Gentiles. Now the new
covenant and the new covenant.
Having abolished his enemy, the enemy, that is the law
that's contained in the Lord,
so as to write in
Christ
Jesus,
we are made a new man.
No more Jews,
no more Gentiles,
but a new man,
new race.
Amen.
Amen.
Really wonderful.
Really wonderful.
Now let's go to the
Lord.
When his
if he offers a bird, for the male
or the
female, and he shall lay his
hand
kill it
at
the door of the tabernacle of the sun.
But in the Old Testament time, before the Lord
came,
he sees
the blood.
Then he shall also sacrifice the peace offering and offering
by fire.
Why is it? because the Lord, when he came,
To make peace.
Hey, you need to qualification.
I don't think you can have repeat. If I don't have that qualification,
gave you, I gave you 10 men.
Firstly,
it is for the Holy Bible.
So,
10 men.
And secondly,
for this 10 men, if I don't choose,
Many times, if I offend the
church,
instead of saying,
I am sorry.
So hard to say that.
The gift will do the job.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Oh, bacon.
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 If you do something,
looking at say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How often do you What would you say?
Only thank you.
All the way.
Thank you so much. You won't even give me a big hug. Now let me ask you
how thankful are you to him?
And how do you show?
And how do you show your faith?
By sinning again and again.
Why should I say thank you?
A computer.
Get it back.
You say thank you.
You enjoy so much.
And you're satisfied.
Peace of me.
This is an offering. Besides the case of
And from it,
and from it we shall offer one cake
from each offering as
a heave offering.
And it shall
and
be
long to the priest.
The spring of
the blood
So the flesh
of the sacrifice of peace of
thanksgiving
shall be eaten
the same day.
He shall not leave any of it until the morning.
No,
the flesh
shall be eaten
that very same day.
But if
the sacrifice of his offering
is a vow,
So,
meat
can be eaten,
sacrificed,
not only that very same day, but also the next day,
I've lost two days. This is fresh. This is useful, right?
wonderful fish.
And if I don't have
if I don't have I can throw it out in 5 minutes the whole fish.
Maybe
the next day it's still okay.
But
not the first boat.
Right? That fish.
That fish and the first boat.
It's
not good. Nobody wants to do it.
But the best thing
is
Is it fresh?
Or is it a certain day?
Even the third
year.
There's nothing fresh.
Let me tell you, don't eat it if it's not fresh.
Maybe I'll just mention it.
So,